Simenkov Yud. Din Safak Trefis She'ira Bebasar. Simenkov Yud talks about, there's a few topics in Simenkov Yud. The end, you know, talks about Svek Sveka. Before that, talks really about the topic of Kavua. And right in the beginning, though, it talks about kind of like a hemshech, dvarim chashuvim, davar shebeminyan. It's really like a hemshech to chaticha relis kabi. It's the same concept, the same idea. So that's what we're going to just try to do today. It's a small inyan. Sif aleph, davar chashuv, oyser beminoi b'chol shehu. If you have a davar chashuv, that's nisarev. So because it's chashuv, it's loy batal. Now the Mechaber uses a lashon that if it's nisarev, it's loy batal beminoi. Say, it says chashav oyser b'minoi b'chol shehu. This chumra that it asers even in 1,000 applies to min b'minoi. Yeah, but davar chashav and sasar min b'minoi, is that correct or not? So we know that the din of davar sheyesh le'matirin, that it's loy batal, that the halacha is only applies to min b'minoi. But other things, dvarim chashuvim, because that davar sheyesh le'matirin has nothing to do with a davar chashav. It's not a davar chashav. It's a different heter. It's yesh le'matirin, and that's why it's not batal. And for whatever reason, it only applies by min b'minoi, not by min b'shein b'minoi. When you talk about a davar chashav that's not batal, so that applies bein b'minoi, bein shalei b'minoi. Right? It doesn't make a difference. So we're going to say that when the mechaber said dafke, when the mechaber said minoi, it's really lav dafke. This is the way the shach explains. Really, most probably, it's lav dafke. Why did the mechaber use a lashon minoi? Because that's the common case. If you're talking about a tiny thing that's nesarev, if you have a simon kuf test, we learned that you could have yavish b'yavish min b'she'ei m'minoi, a taruvis, yeah? So what's a simple pshat? How could you have it if it's different types of, if it's different minim, how could it be a taruvis? How could it be mixed up? So the pasha pshat was what? That they were broken up into little pieces. That's why you couldn't tell which was which. How could you have a davar chashuv that you can't tell which is which? If it's broken up, it's not a davar chashuv. So the regular, normal case of a davar chashuv, that it's in a taruvis, the pasha pshat is when it's b'minoi. So that's why it says b'minoi. But lu yitzuyer, that you could figure out a case that it's in a taruvis of min b'she'ein b'minoi, it'll also be loy batal in a taruvis of min b'she'ein b'minoi. So where does this apply? So by Beria, which is also has the din of a davar chashav, Beria is loy batal also because it's a davar chashav. So a Beria, but you see, a Beria could be chashav even if it's tiny. So Beria, you could take have that it's min b'she'ein b'minoi. You can have an ant that's mixed up with a leaf. Mamish min b'she'ein b'minoi, and you can't tell because it's so small. So by Beria, which is also a davar chashav, so you could very easily have min b'she'ein b'minoi. But when you talk about something like a chaticha re'liskabe, which by definition it's a big piece, so that type of davar chashav usually does not apply by min b'minoi. The shach said, if you look in Simen Kuf Tes, Sifkaten Ches, I gave you a hechi timsa where you can have even chaticha chashuva, even like a chaticha re'liskabe, that's min b'she'ein b'minoi. Example was that there were all kosher types of meat, but one was not shechted properly, and you didn't know which one was the one that wasn't shechted properly. So that's how you could have an esmin b'she'ein b'minoi, even though it could technically be a very chash of a piece. But a regular example of a chash of a piece that's nesarev is dafke b'minoi, because of esmin b'she'ein b'minoi, it's usually not going to be a taruvus. The shach also talks about when you have something which is not going to be batal, and it's an iser hanah. So let's say you have something which is aser b'hanah that was nesarev and it's not batal. So therefore, the whole taruvus is aser. So is the whole taruvus aser b'hanah? So the shach says yes, the whole taruvus is aser b'hanah. But an iser hanah is nesarev and it's loy batal because it's a davar chashiv, whatever it is. So then the whole taruvus is aser b'hanah. But when we say the whole taruvus is aser b'hanah, that means you can't have hanah from the whole. You can't feed this taruvus to your dog. You can't use it. However, you're allowed to sell it to a goy chutz medmei iser shabai. Meaning if, I don't know, there were 10 chashav pieces, yeah? And then another chashuva piece got, let's say it's a piece of basar b'chalav, 10 pieces of regular basar and then one piece of basar b'chalav that got mixed in. So then you could sell it to a goy, these 11 steaks for the price of 10 steaks. Because now you're not having hana from the iser. What you're not allowed to do, the shach points out, you might think that I could sell, forget about sell. I could, let's say each steak is worth $10. So I'll take $10, I'll flush it down the toilet. And so now I kind of got rid of whatever hana that I have from the basar b'chalav steak. And now I could have hana from this whole taruvus because I'm not having hana from the iser. To eat it, I can't because it was not possible. I can't eat it. But in terms of the hana, we were saying before that if I sell it to a goy chutz mit mei iser shabai, if I deduct the $10, I sell it to him 11 steaks for the price of 10. I didn't have hana from the iser. That's fine. So maybe you'll think the same thing applies to this. And the answer is no. That might work by avodah zara for a technical reason. You know, avodah zara is also aser b'hana, but that might work for avodah zara, but it won't work for other surim that are aser b'hana. You can't throw out the money. That won't be enough. You could sell it chutz mit mei yisr shabbai. That is okay. Okay. Now, what's these dvarim chashuvim that are not bottle? So we already learned in Simen Kuf Aleph that chaticha ruin l'skabit is considered a davar chashuv, that it's not bottle. But now we're going to enumerate other things that are considered dvarim chashuvim. Shiva dvarim, seven things. And you could look up if you want to know exactly what they are, or take a Steinsaltz or something, and you can see exactly what these are. I didn't bother looking it up. But these are all chashuva things. And if they get mixed up in others of similar ones, then there's not going to be bat. Avelehim agoyze perech, special kind of nuts. V'yimoyne baden, special kind of pomegranates. You know, these are places. Pomegranates that come from this place, nuts that come from this place. That they were very, very chashuv. Chavi yestumas, closed barrels. Actually, you have a barrel of wine that's an erla. So if it's a closed barrel, Shach explains it has to be that it's a big barrel. If it's a small barrel, it doesn't have chashivas. It can't be a little pitcher or something. It has to be a big barrel. Big barrel, if it's closed, after if it's closed, not if it's open. So then it has a chashivas. It gets mixed into 1,000 barrels. It won't be bottle. Chalifa is tradin, v'kilche kruv, thing of cabbage, las yavonis, a certain type of again, I don't know all these specific things. Kikar shabal abayis, a loaf of bread from not from the bakery but from the house, and the shach points out that sometimes it could be that from a baker. He's not trying to say that the loaf from a baker is never chashuv. If it is, it is. But he was just assuming that in those times and at that time. It was nafka by a balabayis, not by a nachtoim. But as he's going to say in the end of the sif, this is just a guideline. These seven things, it doesn't mean nothing else is considered a davar chashuv. Anything in that time and that place is considered a davar chashuv, as these things were in the times of the Mishnah when they were spoken of. Then it would have this halacha. Balei chayim are also chashuvim. There's a different din that balei chayim have a chashivas. Live things. How can you have a live thing? That's nisarev. So an example that's given is you have a shara niskol, a shara that killed somebody. So the halacha is it has to be stoned, and then it's going to be aser. Even if you shecht it before it was stoned, so it was nigvar din in the misa, then you still can't. It's still aser. So let's say the shara niskol got mixed into other animals. So while they're still alive, Balei Chaim have a certain chashivus that they're not going to be bottle. And then he says, Al-Mashadar Mafal Pichdark and Limonois, even though it's the derech to count them, Hare Elo Oilam Mishayurim. Nevertheless, they're going to be bottle in the proper shear. If it's shishim, if it's certain things have a higher shear. Beitza. So Beitza is not one of these seven things. Not in the same category of chashivas as, let's say, a goyze perech. These are very, very expensive nuts, I don't know. But beets are something which is directly monois. Usually a beets are sold by number. You sell a dozen eggs. You don't sell a basket full of eggs. So therefore, there is an opinion that says that something which is sold by number, so that's also considered a davar chashuv, because since it's sold by number, so it has a chashivus. A davar shebeminyan is not batal. The mechaber does not paskin that way. The mechaber paskin is that a davar shebeminyan is batal. It's a machlokes time noyim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir. Meir the chacham and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir says that a davar shebeminyan is loy batal. And the Chachamim say, and Rabbi Akiva says that a davar shebeminyan is not batal, it's only six, and Rabbi Akiva, or seven things. So it's these seven things that are mentioned in this sif over here. So that's how the Mechaber paskins, that a davar shebeminyan is batal. Comes the Ramah and he says, V'yeshayimim, the chol davar shebeminyan, there's an opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that says that a davar shebeminyan is not batal, and this is how the Ramah wants to paskin. Now, within the opinion of Rav Meir, Darshav Minyan is loy batal, there's a machlokes amayroim, there's machlokes in the Gemara, how to exactly apply that opinion. Rav Yochanan says, es shadar ki limnois, and Rish Lakish says, kol shadar ki limnois. So Rav Yochanan says the only time a Darshav Minyan is not going to be batal is if it's always counted. In other words, it's never sold b'mishka. It's never sold a basket of eggs. If it's only sold b'minyan, then it has this chashivas, and then it won't be able to be batal. And Rish Lakish says, kol shadaki limnis. Even if it's generally sold b'minyan, so even though sometimes it's sold not b'minyan, it still has this chashivas, and it won't be batal. So the Ramaz. So the Mechaber is paskening like who, Rabbi Akiva, that says that even if it's always sold b'minyan, it's going to be batal. It has to be dafke di shiva dvarim. It doesn't have to be the shiva dvarim. It has to be equivalent. B'makim, in your time and place, it has to be equivalent to the shiva dvarim. But the fact that it's sold b'minyan, that in and of itself is not a chashivus, that it's going to make it, that it shouldn't be batal. And there are more paskins that what? That a davar shebeminyan is not batal. But which opinion in the davar shebeminyan, what's his version of a davar shebeminyan? Shadakim loisoy tamid, that it's always sold beminyan. Es shadaki limnes. But even if it's sometimes not sold beminyan, then it's going to be batal. And they quote the Marshal, who paskins, like Reish Lakish, that even if it's kol shadaki limnis, even if it's generally sold b'minyan, that already makes it a davar chashav and it won't be batal. Now, the typical nafkemina between these opinions is eggs. Eggs doesn't have this objective chashivus like kikori shabala bayis or chaviyos stumois. It's not as chashav as these things. On the other hand, it's a davar shebeminyan. So therefore, according to the Mechaber, eggs that are nesarev are batal. Mashen kein, according to the shita of the Ramah, or the opinion of Rav Meir, so then they won't be batal because they're a davar shebeminyan. The question is, which do they really fit into the category of a davar shebeminyan? So in the olden times, eggs were usually sold beminyan, but sometimes they were sold. Sometimes they were sold like a basket of eggs. So therefore, according to the Ramah, in those days, eggs would not really be considered a davar shebeminyan because they weren't always sold beminyan. However, lemaisa nowadays, the Shach points out, Taz, it's all quoting from the Marshal, but nowadays, besides for the fact that we should probably be choishish for the Reish Lakish, that even if it's generally sold beminyan, it's a problem, it's loy batal. But nowadays, I mean, you're talking eggs. Eggs is almost never sold. Eggs is mamish never sold. It's always sold beminyan. It's never sold a basket of eggs. So therefore, eggs with zikr have this chumrah. So we spoke in an earlier simanim, simen kuf aleph, we spoke if a beitza is considered a beria. So beitzah is not really considered a beria. If it has a beitzah sheish by a froyach, let's say a beitzah iser, stam, it comes from a treifa, or it comes from a tummy bird. So these things, then it would not be considered a beria. It would be able to be bottle. Mitzad the dinim of beria. Beitzah sheish by a froyach, we said, considered a beria. But now already we're telling you that that whole discussion is only relevant to Luchitas HaMachaber, who holds that Davar Sheva Minyan is bottle, and therefore you have to be done if it's going to have the chumra of a beria or not. So Yesh Bei Freyach is a beria, Tipas Dam is not a beria, and for sure Beitza Streifa and from an Oif Tami is for sure not a beria. But according to the Ramah, for sure according to the Marshal, the way we pass on the Maisa, a Beitza is never going to be bottled because it's a Davar Sheva Minyan. Yeah, because even according to the Ramah, nowadays, a beitzah will be considered a davar shebeminyan because it's always sold beminyan. Okay, hada davar chashav ein a bottle ainu ela midir rabbanan vazlina besveika lekula. This that a davar chashav is not bottle is only a dimin rabbanan, and therefore we go lekula. We had this already in the simin kuf aleph and simin kuf. All these right. That since it's midir rabbanan, we could be makel b'safik, and we pointed out the safik has to be in the din of the davar chashav. In other words, it has to be a safik whether it's considered roilus kabin, a safik whether it's considered a beria. Then you could be makel. If it's a safik iser, if it's a vadai davar chashav, and a safik iser, so then you would have to go l'chumra, because the safik is on the din d'oraisa. Okay. Kol davar shu chashav eitzel bnei makim am kaimis kagayin egozei perichim mar yibalim be'eretz Yisrael ba'osam hazmanim. Anything that's as chashav as it was, as these things were back then, so oisam b'chol shu l'fi chashivusi ba'osam makim ba'osam hazman. So then, it's also not going to be bottle. It doesn't have to be dafka these seven things. It has to be equivalent to these seven things, the way these things, the level of chashivas that these things had back in the times of the Mishnais and Eretz Yisrael. I don't know pshat in these words. Anything that's similar in, like Rashi says, any idea. Yeah. I don't know pshat in these words. I looked at the Rambam, the Farshay Rambam, but didn't see anything. So, I don't know pshat. Okay. We mentioned in the previous sif that Baalei Chayim also have a chashivus, and therefore they're not batal. Says in sif beis, but once they were shechted, they lost this chashivus. They're not Baalei Chayim anymore. So obviously this means, if they were Nasarev when they were Baalei Chayim, and everything became usher, now that you shecht it, everything was usher already. We mean that if the question was noila, the achra was already shechted, so then it's going to be able to be bottle. Baalei chayim shnesarvu b'achayim v'nishchatu bottle chashivusan. Again, assuming that by the time you had your safik of the taruvus, but when you had the dias of taruvus, it was already shechted. So then it's going to be bottle chashivusan, and therefore it's going to be bottle. Uptalin. V'hushan ishchatu b'shoigig. This is provided that they were shechted b'shoigig. Because since you're talking about anyway, what did you say before? I may have said something a little bit wrong. If it's not, if you became aware of it after you shechted it, then for sure, when you shechted it, was b'shoigig. For sure, it's going to be bottle. What happens if you were aware of the taruvus when it was still Baalei Chayim, so therefore it was loy bottle, and later it was shechted, so the chashivus went away? So it depends. If you were goyrim, if you shechted it, so it should lose its chashivus, so therefore it should be able to be bottle. It's like what happens when chatichas for l'skabiz are nesarev, and then you cut it up so it's no longer roy l'skabiz. So you were mevatel the chashivas, you enabled the bittel. So if you did it b'mezes, so then it's an act of a mevatel l'schatchila, then it's going to be a problem. If you did it b'shoigig, so then it lost its chashivas, so now it's bittel. Yeah? Same thing over here. If you shechted it, If you did it, if it was b'shoygig, you didn't know how halacha that you're not allowed to shecht, that you didn't know this is included, this is considered part of himavatnis latchila, so then it will be okay. If you knew the halacha and you didn't, so then it's going to be aser. So therefore, we'll make a difference that the chashivas was in this battle because what you were over himavatnis latchila, so therefore it's going to be aser anyway. Like we learned in the tzaddik test that if you're himavatnis latchila, it's aser. So now the shaila is, who cares that the chashivas is bottle? So let's say I have now a shechted animal, and it's mixed with other animals. So now, since it's shechted, it lost its chashivas of a baal chai, therefore it's able to be bottle. Oh, tell me like this, a whole animal is able to be bottle? If it gets mixed up? Or it's a chaticha v'liskabed? I mean, Pashup Shah, before we get to the details, you're talking about a whole animal, it's the Chaveri Chashiv. So lost its Chashivas of a Baal Chai. But it still has its Chashivas of Chaticha Riliskai, but it still won't be able to be bottle. It'll be mitzad the din of a Baal Chai, it will be able to be bottle. But because of the din of Chaticha Riliskai, it won't be able to be bottle. So we have to figure out a case that it's not going to have the chashivos of a chaticha v'liskabe. So we'll tell me, wait a minute. We have to go back now to Simon Kuf Aleph and figure out, does a full animal have the chashivos of a chaticha v'liskabe? So that's what Zevi was trying to answer already. What's the answer? Does a full animal, a shechted animal, have the chashivos of chaticha v'liskabe or no? So machlekes, there are a few days, right? One opinion was that since potentially I could make a nice steak out of it, so therefore it's considered very liskabit as lay bottle. And the other opinion was, no, since I cannot serve it the way it is, it's not considered very liskabit. And the Ramaz Shita, Ramaz Hachra, the halacha was that it depends. If it will be just a big piece of meat that's too big to serve, but I could just cut it up and serve it, that is considered very liskabit. But if you need a whole big avodah to prepare it, like taking off the skin of the animal, which is a whole big avodah, an example over there was taking off the feathers from the chicken, which that's a whole big avodah. So then already it doesn't have the chashivas of chaticha v'liskabet. So therefore, according to the Ramah, it's not a kasha. According to the Ramah, the only chashivas over here is what? That it's v'liskabet. I'm sorry, the only chashivas over here is what? That it's a baal chai. Once it's shechted and it's not a baal chai, does it have the chashivas of v'liskabet? No, because it still has skin. And to take off the skin is considered a big avodah. So therefore, mitzad the dinim of royal eskabit, it's also not royal eskabit, it won't be able to be bottle. So according to Ramah, comes out good. So comes the Ramah and he says, v'dafke bali chayim ktanim she'enim ru'uyim l'eskabit l'achar shchita. It has to be talking about that it's small bali chayim. We're not talking about a whole big behemoth, which that's chaticha ru'uyim l'eskabit after it's shechted, because then, because it's chaticha v'liskabet, it won't be able to be bottle. Hachav b'mayaskinan, a baal chai, a little, it's a shtick, a little bird or something like that, a tiny little thing that it doesn't have the chashivas of chaticha v'liskabet. The only chashivas was that it was baal chai. Yeah? The problem is the Ramah, even if it could be a big animal, what's the Ramah saying hago over here? According to Ramah's shita, that a tarnagoyl has been a tzatza, since it has a big avoida to prepare it, it's not considered royal eskabit. So let it be a whole animal, to be mafshit the whole animal, to take off the skin, and it's a big avoida. So the Ramah doesn't need to say anything. So he could say two things. Some of Arshim say the Ramah wasn't saying for himself. The Ramah was saying for the other opinions. For the other opinions, for the Shita Satur that holds that even if it's with the skin, it's considered royal eskabed. Yeah? So you have to say that Rachmaya skin and that it's a tiny little baal chai. Yeah? But l'shita soy, you don't need to come on to this. L'shita soy, it's taka. It's taka anyway. Yeah. And the Shach says no. He has to answer for himself also, because in a chinami, that according to the Ramah, it lost its chashivas of a baal chai. And it also doesn't have the chashivas of royal eskabit because it has the skin, right? But it still has the chashivas of a what? Of a darvash of a minyan. This that it has the skin takes away the chashivas from a chaticha royal eskabit. It's not royal eskabit the way it is. Till you get it ready to royal eskabit, it's going to take you a whole big avoida. But Davashav and Minyan, the Chashiva says, that has nothing to do with whether or not it's ready to, it's how ready it is to be served to a Chashiva Oirich. That's, it's sold b'minyan, it's sold b'minyan. Right, so you sell whole animals, usually it goes b'minyan. Meat, you're selling like that, that goes maybe by weight or whatever, but animals usually go b'minyan. So even though it will be able to be bottled mishum chaticha riliskabed, even though it has the skin, because it has the skin, but it won't be able to be bottled mitzad davarsha b'minyan. So that's why he's telling you that mitzad davarsha b'minyan, it has to be, then he's telling you it has to be small, otherwise it won't be able to be bottled. Why won't it be able to be bottled? Not because of chaticha riliskabed, like the Ramah says. He really means davarsha b'minyan. Okay? But the Shach says, but look what I wrote in Siman Kuf Aleph, that I hold that when something has the skin, not only does it not have the chashivas of chaticha riliskabed, it does not have the chashivas of a davarsha b'minyan either. So let's say, so the halacha, what comes out of over here is like this. We were just now talking pshat, why the Ramah has to say what he says. But the halacha, what's the halacha? If you have an animal that's a shechted, it's a chashiv chaticha, big piece, and it has the skin on it. So the skin has to be removed. So mitzad chaticha riliskabed, it's considered, mitzad chaticha riliskabed will be able to be bottled, because it's not considered chaticha riliskabed. But if it's a type of a thing which is a davarsha b'minyan, it's a type of piece which is sold b'minyan, so then according to the Ramah, we'll say, since it's davarsha, that having the skin doesn't make a difference to being a davarsha b'minyan, and therefore it's a davar sheba minyan, therefore it's loy batal, even though it is batal mishum chaticha riliskabed, it's loy batal because of davar sheba minyan. And the Shach says, no, it's the same rules. The same thing that takes away the chashivos, the same way the skin takes away the chashivos, that it shouldn't be a chaticha riliskabed, that same thing takes away the chashivos, that it also shouldn't be a davar sheba minyan.